Kenny, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Kenny. What's on your mind, sir?
So I hear all these commercials, you know, by former baseball players and truck drivers saying they lose all this weight by doing these Andro supplements and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering, is there anything, any truth to that or any realization to that, those Andro supplements you get at the vitamin stores and stuff?
Well, actually, sir, I'd have to read the ingredients, and then I could tell you, because there definitely are natural things which can boost a guy's testosterone. Now, insofar as contributing to weight loss, I'd be a little more dubious about that, but I suppose it could happen if you get a little more vigorous and do a little more exercise with that extra testosterone. But again, I need to read the ingredients. Now, I know this is not a commercial announcement. It's something you can use for comparison.
Okay.
Let's see. And what that is that at a dispensary, there's something called T-Builder. T, capital T-dash Builder. Now, to get that put together, the researcher who works with Tahoma Clinic went out and looked for everything that had scientific proof for building testosterone. And he found 9 substances. These all happen to be nutrients. We focus on nutrients, although there are botanicals that help with boosting testosterone, too, no question. And then, just for fun, we put in it those 9, in addition to those 9 things which have been proven to help boost testosterone, what we put in it was the molecule, the natural molecule that the Viagra people used to take off on. They took the natural molecule, and what do you know, they twisted it so they could patent it a little bit, and of course that made it so it didn't break down as rapidly in the body and allows it to cause some side effects and stuff. And that one is in there too, the original molecule, and that one is actually originated as a plant in China, and the goat herders noticed that when the goats ate this weed, they chased the lady goats much more if they were male goats. So that's why it's called horny goat weed, sir.
Okay. And that was T, like capital T, not like the stuff you drink, right?
Correct. Capital T and then the word builder.
Okay.
Dash builder, yes.
Dash builder,
so
okay.
What I'm saying you could do is you can compare all those ingredients on there to what you see online, and if they're coming up with the same ones, well, they probably work because that's what the research studies show.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I got one more question. My 13-year-old daughter, we're going to a big family gathering down in California in about a month. A little more than a month. Anyway, she's really, she doesn't want, I heard your tan stuff there. She doesn't want to be the white person from Seattle at this party. And would you recommend anything for a 13-year-old to tanner?
Yes, sir, the same thing, because these are the same elements that help anyone at any age tan. They're all things that belong in the body, and we all have them in our bodies no matter what age we are, but they need to be activated, of course, by sunshine. And so if we get some sunshine in this next month, she could go out and do that. And then there's one other thing, sir, that isn't in the Sun Pal or Tan Pal, simply because it comes in a cream form, and it can be rubbed in. And Tahoma Dispensary has that, too. And, yes, there's hard science on it, and that is a cream with 4% niacinamide. When it's rubbed into the skin, it also helps protect against solar radiation causing skin cancer. So we can swallow the Sun Pal and the Tan Pal, and then we can rub 4% niacinamide in. And then to top that off, sir, no kidding, there's all kinds of natural things we can do to protect the skin if we need to.
Okay.
Let's say we happen to be of Scandinavian origin or something and we didn't have too much sunshine in our heritage. Well, the other thing is there's this stuff called retinoic acid. Now, retinoic acid is a particular form of vitamin A and should only be rubbed into the skin at bedtime, because if we rub it in and then go out in the sunshine, it's, ow, that can burn. But it soaks into the skin in the morning. It's no problem. Now, some Swiss researchers found with really solid research, what did they do? They took skin from people who were having it removed for obesity surgery, and they radiated it with UV. And then half the skin specimens they had that were radiated with UV, they just let them alone. And the other half, they, after the UV radiation, they rubbed in retinoic acid, which is a form of vitamin A. And what do you know? When they compared the two, a few hours later, they found the retinoic acid had helped to repair the damage that was caused by UV radiation. I am not kidding. That's been around for a long time. And here's the unfun part. You can only get it on prescription in these United States, and a tube of the stuff in these United States on prescription, of course, costs you anywhere from 50 to 80 bucks a tube. You got to go down to Mexico on your next vacation. You can walk into any farmacia. They happen to be a medically free country, and you can buy a tube of the stuff for 15 bucks, sir.
What about Canada? It's closer than Mexico.
There's a Canadian pharmacy that you can order online for, and if it's your own personal use, it is legal. So you could check that out. Retinoic acid. I don't know what they charge, so I've never checked it there.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And thank you for waiting, sir, and thank you for calling so we can get that word out to folks.